Steven Soderbergh's new film Bubble may change where and when we see new movies in the future. The film is being released simultaneously in theaters and on DVD and shown on cable. Usually, films open first in theaters, come out on DVD several months later, and only after that appear on cable. The movie industry is closely watching this experiment in simultaneous releasing. To find out more about it, we called Jonathan Bing, deputy editor of Variety, and reached him at his hotel in Park City where the Sundance Film Festival is underway. I asked him about who stands to profit from this new releasing strategy.
One of the problems that the film industry has confronted recently is the problem of their shrinking audience. The attendance at movie theaters has shrunk by about 14% between 2002 and 2005. In that same period, ticket prices have been going up. There have been widespread complaints about the movie-going experience, that there are too many ads in theaters. And at the same time, the home entertainment experience has improved so dramatically that there's greater incentive to stay home and wait for the DVD for even a big, much-anticipated Hollywood film. And so the hope is that if films are available everywhere simultaneously, that the audience will actually expand. More people will see the film on DVD, and there'll be a large audience in the movie theater and also on whatever television outlet is used to broadcast the film, if indeed it's broadcast simultaneously with these other release strategies.
Okay, so if this system catches on, who stands to benefit most and who stands to lose the most?
It's hard to say who stands to benefit the most. J.P. Morgan recently conducted a study of simultaneous release strategies for films, and they concluded that, in fact, if films are released simultaneously in theaters and on DVD, the theatrical audience will shrink by something like 50%. But the DVD audience will increase by about 78%, which will dramatically increase the profits for the studios. So if they're right, the studios stand to benefit immensely from this new strategy. That said, there are all sorts of reasons not to do it, one of which is that among the losers are the big theater chains, and they see these initiatives as a death threat, and it could be quite traumatic to the theater chains if films are released simultaneously on DVD. And even this J.P. Morgan study substantiates that point. So they are doing everything they can to protest. And in the case of the Soderbergh film, they've certain chains, including Regal, which is the biggest theater chain in America, has said that they won't screen the film because it's being released simultaneously on DVD.
Well, would they have screened it anyways? It's a little low-budget independent film.
They might have. They control thousands of theaters around the country, and certainly some of those theaters might have shown the film, especially because it's Steven Soderbergh, such a prominent director, and a potentially interesting film that's gotten a lot of attention thus far.
You're speaking to us from Park City, Utah now, where the Sundance Film Festival is underway. And at Sundance, the Independent Film Channel held a press conference announcing a new initiative that's part of this new type of releasing format. So what is the Independent Film Channel up to?
Well, IFC held a press conference here in which they unveiled a new initiative, which they're calling First Take. And under this new initiative, IFC is going to release something like 24 films simultaneously in theaters and on IFC's cable channel. It's a surprising revelation for them. IFC has a cable network, and they've released films to theaters. They have a robust film production division, but it's a new distribution plan, and it's very much in keeping with the trend that Soderbergh is pioneering, in which films are being released on multiple platforms simultaneously.
Now, you know, I have to point out that the Independent Film Channel stands to profit from this because they own both the film channel and the theaters that they're going to be screening the film in. And likewise with the company that's distributing Soderbergh's movie, you know, like they own the film, they own the movie theaters they're going to show the film in. They own the TV network it's going to be shown on. So, you know, it's it's kind of hard for them to lose.
Yes, but there are significant risks, and those risks might not be immediately evident, but just consider these problems. IFC releases several films a year to the biggest theater chains in America. Theater chains such as Regal, which controls thousands of screens across America, are desperate to avoid a situation in which films are being released simultaneously on DVD and in theaters. And they have vowed that they won't show films that are being released simultaneously on DVD. IFC needs Regal, and it needs to maintain some kind of good relationship with Regal so that Regal will screen its other films, and so that when Regal does screen its other films, IFC can actually get the rental fees on its prints back quickly and doesn't need to haggle with them. And IFC doesn't have the leverage with the theater chains that a big studio does. So there could be some damage to the relationship that IFC has with the theater chains, and that could have repercussions for IFC. That's just one of the risks that they're confronting. Another risk is that there's not that much evidence yet that audiences will gravitate to a TV network, to the video store, and to movie theaters to see a film in that's available everywhere simultaneously. It's an interesting idea. It seems to be very much in keeping with the trend, this deeper cultural trend in which entertainment is being made available everywhere at once. And yet, it's still an experiment.
Steven Soderbergh pointed out that in some ways, movies are already being simultaneously released in theaters and on DVD because there are so many pirated DVDs. And if you have the right contact, you can get an underground copy of a DVD the same week that the movie opens in theaters. How much is that affecting this decision to legitimately simultaneously release on DVD and in theaters?
I don't think that's going to have that much of an impact on these early experiments, and particularly Soderbergh's. The people who are most concerned with the widespread availability of pirated DVDs are the studios, and they're especially concerned about their big blockbusters, their King Kongs and Batmans and Supermans. And those films are pirated immediately upon their release, and this is particularly a problem in international markets. And so one of the things that studios are doing to confront the piracy problem is that they are collapsing the domestic and international window so that films are being released simultaneously in as many countries as possible, but still theatrically and not simultaneously in theaters and on DVD. But IFC and 2929 and the other small distribution companies that are releasing these films that are engaged in this early experiment toward a simultaneous release in theaters and in the home video market don't stand to lose as much as the studios do to piracy.
My guest is Jonathan Bing, Deputy Managing Editor of Variety. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Jonathan Bing, Deputy Managing Editor of Variety. We're talking about a new strategy that's about to be tested of releasing movies simultaneously in theaters, on DVD, and cable. Now, I'm someone who really enjoys seeing a movie in a theater on a big screen. I like going to a theater where the rest of the world can't intrude on my relationship with the movie. You know, the phone's not going to ring. I can't kind of get up and wash the dishes or anything. You know what I mean? You're just, it's just like you and the movie. And it allows you to pay attention in a way that I often can't if I'm at home. So I really value the movie-going experience. At the same time, I'm one of those moviegoers who's constantly feeling frustrated by either bad projection or bad sound or uncomfortable seats or the fact that some theaters aren't particularly well cleaned. So what does this new experiment mean for me?
there's a local filmmaker in Pennsylvania who would be glad to have this conversation with you, M. Night Shyamalan, who's taken a stand against the simultaneous release of films in theaters and on DVD. He flew down to the a big exhibition conference that was held this fall in Orlando, Florida, to talk to exhibitors and to say, basically, this plan that Soderbergh is spearheading is the worst idea he's ever heard, and that it's vitally important to him and to other filmmakers that their films be seen in pristine circumstances in a theater, the best prints, the best projection conditions. And it's something that I think a lot of people can relate to. There's nothing quite like the experience of seeing a great film in a state-of-the-art movie theater surrounded by people. It's something that is very poignantly true at the Sundance Film Festival, where a lot of directors are screening their first films before an audience that consists of their peers in the profession, the press, studio executives, and it's just it's vital to have the reaction that you can have in a movie theater, and it's a completely different experience from watching a film at home, even if you have a state-of-the-art flat-screen television that's, you know, 40 inches across.
Decades ago, movie studios were forced to divest themselves of theaters. I mean, there was a time when, you know, Paramount owned Paramount Theaters and 20th Century Fox owned Fox Theaters, and that was considered to be violating certain, you know, monopoly or trust laws. Now, if a company like Mark Cuban's company owns a film production company, a TV network, and film theaters, might they be eventually considered to be violating antitrust laws?
As of this fall, 2929's theatrical division, which is called Landmark Theaters, owned about 200 theaters. Regal, the largest theater chain in America, owns about 6,000. So it's, yes, there are potential antitrust issues that arise when one company controls multiple distribution outlets. But the level at which 2929 is involved in the exhibition business is so small, so infinitesimal compared to the major theater chains in this country, that the antitrust issue has not reared its head in a significant way as of yet.
Well, Jonathan Bing, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Jonathan Bing is deputy managing editor of Variety. He spoke to us from Park City, Utah, where the Sundance Film Festival is underway. He co-wrote the book Open Wide, How Hollywood Box Office Became a National Obsession. It will be published in paperback this spring. Earlier, we heard from Steven Soderbergh. You can hear music from the soundtrack of his new movie Bubble on our website. It's composed and performed by Robert Pollard, formerly of the band Guided by Voices. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Through all you've done, I'll miss you anyway. Anywhere you crawl through the blackest years, the human glass, I will miss you. I can't get